Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Oh, we praise the Lord today. Do you praise God? Do you honor the presence of the Lord in your life, in your atmosphere, in your spirit? Come on and magnify him today. Surely God is worthy. Surely God is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Here with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is not today, Satan. You like that, don't you? Not today, Satan. And we are in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. While you get your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. On Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, you can call in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday, you can follow the podcast by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. And a recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you'll also receive a text on Wednesday nights at 7 when Grown Folks Real Talk Bible Study goes live. And that text will include the call-in number as well as the online link. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. I do pray over them, so thank you to everyone who's sending me your information or your prayer requests. Just go to the contact booking page of rossi.org and send that information, and I do pray over your request and rejoice with you in your testimonies. So you can send me any information that you need to send on my website, rossi.org. Finally, as you know, I am preparing to launch out into television ministry on TBN. That costs thousands of dollars, but we must expand the kingdom of God by winning souls every day, everywhere, in every nation, as much as we can, especially as we are in the last days. So I ask that you sow a financial seed, sow a donation to help me go out into ministry on TBN, because as I said, it costs thousands of dollars. You can do so on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can donate with a credit or debit card, or you can cash app your donation to $RossiWilliams or $RossiMinistries, RAWSI. This helps you to become a soul winner every day by helping to spread the gospel. All right, all of that information is on rossi.org. Make sure you visit today. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. I'm reading from the KJV. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, glory, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. I felt the power of that even as I read it. Did you feel that anointing? Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Not today, Satan. Glory. On yesterday, I taught you elevated faith. And I taught you the distinction between just ordinary faith and living in a lifestyle of supernatural, extraordinary faith, evidenced by your conduct and what you do, because faith is more than what you say. That was a powerful word. Who would know that I then would be tested in that same thing? So yesterday I had quite a few things already scheduled and going on. My day was full. Then we went through a family emergency that just took my wind away, my breath away. You ever heard that saying, oh, it just knocked the breath out of me, or took my breath away, took the wind out of my sails. And, and that encompassed all through all day. And then I had another appointment that evening, and I was still dealing with the emergency through the appointment. And by the time I finished, I was literally exhausted in every way, to the point where, you just fall out sleep and you don't wake up until the next morning. But what was so crazy is as we were dealing with the situation, that topic just kept coming back to me, elevated faith. And so I would remind my family that we are a family of great faith, and so I didn't just speak it. I did the things naturally that needed to be done as we went through hours upon hours of dealing with this. And this morning when I arose, glory, the situation is still here. But in my spirit, glory, the elevated faith in me spoke out, not today, Satan. No. God has been too good. God has done so much. I've already seen God answer so many prayers in my life, which is what I had to say to someone yesterday. I don't know how to doubt him. The situation, it is dire in the natural. There is no doubt about it. But I've just seen God do too much. So the elevated faith keeps me in a position constantly of living in a truth that exists beyond the facts. I don't ignore the facts, but I submit them to the truth of God. And so today I submit your life, my life, your emergencies, my emergency, your obstacles, whatever you're going through, your trials and tribulations, just as I submit mine and those of my family to the truth of not today, Satan. God remains victorious. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 32 that I read unto you, Jesus was preparing for his crucifixion, and so he's talking to Peter, and he knew what was about to happen to him, that he would be crucified to our Savior, but he also knew that there was a strength in Peter for Peter to become a great apostle. And because Jesus was about to leave this earth, through death, burial, and then resurrection, he needed for Peter to find the strength inside of Peter, because he knew Peter was about to be tested. So he said to Peter, look, Simon Peter, Satan desires to have you. He desires to have you because he sees the anointing in you. He sees the power in you. He sees the strength in you, glory. He sees the purpose and destiny in you. He sees that I have set you aside for such a time as this to become a witness to many nations. He sees, glory, that I have need of thee. Hallelujah. So because of that, he desires to have you. And he's going to test you, test after test. But I, your Savior, see so much in you that I prayed for you. Glory. That your faith and your strength fail not. And when the time comes, he said, when you are converted, in other words, when you truly receive what's in you, the ability to fight the enemy, I need you also, after you leave my presence, to strengthen your brother. Glory. Now, I didn't have time to read the rest, but immediately after that, you know, Peter says, no, 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 Lord, I'll go with you wherever you say. And Jesus told him, before the cock crows, so the rooster crows, you will deny me three times this day. And of course, that happened. And after it did, Jesus' words came back to Peter's mind. And Peter, you know, he felt ashamed. But later on, as you go throughout the Bible and the New Testament, after the resurrection of Jesus, Peter becomes a bold apostle. Not today, Satan. Brothers and sisters, Satan is inserting himself into your life. Glory. He's inserting himself into my life. Hallelujah. He's inserting himself into the lives of your loved ones because he desires to bring in chaos, to have everything always in confusion and disorder. He desires to make you doubt the Lord. He desires to make you forget how many times God has already answer your prayers. How many times God has already made a way? How many times God has already healed you, done the impossible? How many times God has already come in and blessed your home, blessed you in your sanctuary, blessed you at night when you laid down? He allowed you to rise this morning because although Alexa may have gone off or Google or whatever your alarm is, it was God who allowed the breath of life to awaken you again. But Satan desires glory to keep you only focused on the negative things. Only focused, hallelujah, on the negative trials and tribulations that you're going through right now. But I came to remind you that I'm praying with you, praying for you, and Jesus has strengthened you and covered you that your faith fail not. So today I come to strengthen my brothers and sisters and remind you that you have the authority to say, not today, Satan, and to cause him to flee from you through the power of the word of God. In Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. In Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Psalm 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And in Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Who is through him? Through Jesus Christ. You have the power to say, not today, Satan. Not today in my home. Not today in my life. Not today in my ministry. Not today in my marriage. I'm speaking on behalf of all of us. Not today in my children. Not today in my nieces and nephews. Not today in my grandchildren. You shall not have my victory. You shall not have my peace. You shall not have my healing nor my joy. You shall not have my faith in God. Not today. Not today. Let's go into prayer. Not today. Not today. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on and worship the Lord. Father, today we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, in our spirits, we say, not today, Satan. He desires to have us and sift us as wheat. But you've already prayed for us, Father, that our faith fell not. And because you are, hallelujah, sovereign, you are the ultimate God. There is none who can stand against thee. Father, today I come to strengthen my brothers. I come to strengthen my sisters, Father, to let not their faith fail, but to stand firm, still believing in you. Father, I lift up their trials. I lift up their tribulations. I lift up their infirmities, God. I lift up their sickness. I lift up whatever they are going through today, whatever they are going through today, whatever obstacles, whatever the enemy is doing against them, Father, I pray for them. Hallelujah. Glory. That their faith fails not. Lord, that they remember who they are in you, that they are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Father, I pray for them that their faith fail not, to remember that they are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. They are more than conquerors through you. Father, you said if we will resist the devil, he will flee from us. We resist him through your word. We resist him through speaking the word, just as Jesus did when Satan came into the wilderness to tempt him. Jesus spoke the word. We resist him through speaking the word, believing the word, living the word, applying the word. Your joy is the Lord. It is our strength. So we come remaining joyful in you, remaining hopeful in you, remaining faithful in you. Father, we have the victory. Today we have the victory. In all things, we are more than a conqueror. In everything, we are more than a conqueror. In everything, everything, everything. I said in everything, Father, every situation, no matter what it looks like, we stand in elevated faith and we speak not today. We will not give him the victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. And we just say thank you. Oh, Father, we say thank you for it. We are shouting in victory. We give the shout of victory, the shout of victory. We shout out in praise. Oh, we glorify you for victory. We will not doubt. We receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, I have the victory. Say it like you mean it. I have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him as I give the altar call. And then I will end with your task for today. Keep on praising him. Just speak it out. Not today, Satan. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. I confess that I have the victory over Satan through the application of your word. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I'm a new creature. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord. You can make sure you don't miss your daily devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. and Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study live on Wednesday nights at 7. Remember, text the message DF to phone number 33222 to follow. All of this information is on rossi.org. And go there and sow your seed today to help win souls by going live on television, on TBN. Become a soul winner every day by supporting the ministry. All of that is on rossi.org. And you can send your donation as well to Cash App Rossi Williams or Cash App Rossi Ministries, R-A-W-S-I. Now, our topic for today is not today, Satan. Your task for today is to apply the word of God to every situation. You have already been given the victory. Jesus has already prayed that your faith fail not. So the only way Satan can get the victory over you is if you surrender. We don't wave the white flag to Satan. There is no surrender. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. You got the victory. Not today, Satan.
but I know.